Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my college football team preview. It's the University of Arkansas, the Razorbacks out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. So if you like the video today, please come and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning. Well, I'm doing a team preview on the school that I attended from 1981 to 1982. School holds a dear place in my heart. If you don't know, you don't understand, then you don't know the University of Arkansas. Ooh, hey, Suey. Ooh, hey, Suey. Suey, Razorbacks. Boy, 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 what a great, great team preview today I'm doing on my school, the University of Arkansas Razorbacks. Now, I want to give special thanks to Razorback Nation. I think we need to really, really be proud. I think right now it's a football team. Even going back in the 60s when Frank Broyles was the coach on that 64 national championship team, they had them characters like Bobby Crockett, the owner, the billionaire Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys, the quarterback that had an outstanding punt return against Texas that preserved us going undefeated that year, Mr. Ken Hatfield, the All-American defensive tackle, Mr. Lloyd Phillips, then most of all, the psychologist, the mind, the focus, Mr. Jimmy Johnson. And one other guy, he was assistant coach, Boomer Sooner Barry Switzer. Finally, since Frank Broyles has left, and no disrespect to all of the coaches that we've had after Frank Broyles, I think we've found our coach in Sam Pittman. Thank you, Coach Pittman, for bringing the Razorback program back to where it needs to be and winning football games in the tough SEC. Now, I remember this vaguely, like it was yesterday. See, there's a radio station over there in Clemson, South Carolina. Oh, I'm sorry, I put you out there by the call letters WCCP 105.5. And I remember when Coach Pittman got the job, how y'all made a mockery, how y'all were really, really killing Coach Pittman during his press conference. Talking about how loud and maybe how country he was and he wasn't professional. But however, look what y'all did last year in Clemson. Y'all went 10-3. Arkansas went 9-4 and beat Penn State in a bowl game. I don't hear nothing coming over out of Clemson right now. You know what I'm talking about because you're a host on the morning show. I just want to let you know. The Hogs are going to be back. And I hope one day that the Hogs play Clemson. That's right. I hope Mr. Pippen gets some of Dabo Swinney. Because it looks like y'all got a little problem going on in the ACC. Because now Mario Cristobal is going to make some noise for Miami. You better believe that. And Mike Norrell is not far behind from Florida at Florida State. Now, getting to my Razorbacks. Sam Pittman has did an outstanding job. Last year, very satisfied in what the Razorbacks did. Beat Texas A&M last year. Beat LSU and beat Penn State. Only game they was not in, let's give kudos to the national champion, the Georgia Bulldogs, dominator. But I saw a football team. It had the personality coach. Tough. Want to run the football and got a dual threat quarterback that's going to be one of the top quarterbacks in the country. Let's talk about the Hogs offense under Sam Pittman. Well, you know to be special, and you know to average 247 yards a game. And I think Arkansas led the SEC in rushing is that you got to have a quarterback that can really make things happen from a dual threat standpoint. KJ Jefferson, 2,600 yards last year passing the football, 21 touchdowns. Then he added another 662 on the ground. That's, man, that's a lot of real estate. That's almost 3,300 yards total offense. Arkansas lost a very special player in Treylon Burks. There's no question about it. But they got people to replace him. There's an emerging star on the offensive side of the ball by the name of Trey Knox. He could this year move up. He plays tight end, but he can play a little wide receiver. He could move into that sucker of being all-SEC and earning some money in the 2023 NFL draft. Then they bring in a kid that's from the Metro Atlanta area, played at Cedar Grove. Things didn't work out at Oklahoma, but that's all right. Jaden Hazelwood, I heard he was special in the spring. I heard he got deep striking ability like Treylon Burks. And then think of the other receivers. Warren Thompson is a pretty good player. Malik Hornsby. But what I love about the Hogs, it goes back to having a power running game. See, Sam Pittman is going to be his personality. And it takes me back when I was on the yard, up there in the mountains of Fayetteville, Northern Arkansas, Springdale, Fort Smith right down the road, Tulsa 90 miles away. That backfield is deep, man. The running back field is deep. Dominique Johnson comes back this year. Raheem Sanders, over 518 yards, come back this year. A.J. Green comes back this year. And they got Rashad D. Ain't gonna butcher his last name, coming out of Cedar Grove. That's four good quadruple running backs. And Arkansas averaged 247 yards a game last year, running the football. And it brings me back when I stepped on the yard in 1978. This running back depth position is real serious. I think when I was there, they had Jerry Eckwood, Ben Cowan's my first year. Then they had another guy, James Tolbert, Gary Woods, Roland Sales. And then my sophomore year, the young man from Columbia, Missouri came in and did his thing, Gary Anderson. And then the young man out of Brownsville, Tennessee, Darryl Bowles. And then they had a transfer that came in that was from CrossFit, Jesse Clark. Well, these gentlemen right here, Rashid Sanders, A.J. Green, Rashad D. out of Cedar Grove High School, and Dominic Johnson, along with K.J. Jefferson. They remind me of those guys right there. And Lou Holtz back in 1978. When I stepped on the yards of True Freddie, that's what he wanted to do, pound the football. But then to pound the football, you got to have a good offensive line. And Sam Pittman is known for that. And Arkansas is going to be very experienced in their offensive line. Ricky Stromberg, he said, let me wait on the draft and come back where I can move up and earn more money. He's back at the right tackle spot. Dalton Wagner is back. Luke Jones is the next big thing at left tackle. And Brandon Latham, a junior, is ready to jump in the mix. So that offensive line is going to be marvelous. And then you're talking about the defensive side of the ball under Barry Odom. This is where the Hogs are going to make a lot of people realize that I'm not going to say that they're going to be a team that's going to win the SEC West by no means, but they're going to be a team that's going to be really tough if the defensive side of the ball comes together. The Alabama transfer, Drew Sanders, I heard is the second coming. The second coming of Billy Ray Smith when I was on campus. A three-time All-American. Then they got an outstanding safety in Jalen Carlon. Maybe one of the best safeties in the country. Then their linebacker position is very deep. They got Chris Pooch Paul. Bumper Poole is back. And a young man from my hometown, the 901, if he can stay healthy and hold a D-line down, Eric Gregory. And then Manny Powell at the linebacker position. And then they got a kid that's playing corner by the name of Dwight McLaughlin. So if the defense can hold their own in big games, you got a veteran quarterback in KJ Jefferson. You're going to have a running game that's going to be very serious. And you got a guy in Jaden Hazelwood, who's got all the athletic ability, 6'3", 6'4", physical, athletic, solid route runner, and deep striking ability, the Hogs are going to be doing some eating. And I know a lot of people saying they schedule, but trust me, Sam Pippen is something special. He likes the role of the underdog. Cincinnati is coming up on the hill September 3rd. Then they got South Carolina, Texas A&M, Alabama, Mississippi State. They go after BYU. They play War Eagle, Auburn. And then in between, they was allegedly supposed to have two cupcake games. Liberty, that still got Hugh Freeze as a coach. And then they got Missouri State. And they got the man who I thought before things went haywire up in Fayetteville was going to get Arkansas back to where they need to be. That was Bobby Petrino. This is a very tough schedule the Hogs have got. I think the toughest in the country. But you know what? I'm proud to be an Arkansas Razorback today because I'm proud of the coach and what he's done. And I think they got one of the best players in the country in KJ Jefferson on the center. Out of Sardis, Mississippi, which is only like 40 miles from my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, and like 30 miles from Oxford. How did he get out of Oxford? I don't know. Like I told you, you don't have to believe me, but there's something in the water in Mississippi. And this young man can play at a high level. Last year, 2,600 yards, 21 touchdowns, 664 yards, and he was injured most of the year. All I got to say, Mississippi, Morgan Freeman, James Earl Jones, Elvis Presley, Jimmy Buffett, Archie Manning. KJ Jefferson is going to make it happen at the University of Arkansas this year. This is going to be a very good, balanced football team under Sam Pittman. And the one thing I love about Coach Pittman, when he took the job, I looked at it as, Arkansas football tradition hasn't had a lot of great coaches that's really been respected on the national level, except for Frank Broyles, who ironically is from Decatur, Georgia, made his bones at Georgia Tech under Bobby Dark in the 40s as assistant. Then you think Lou Holtz, and then you think of Ken Hatfield. But after that, you really don't think of anybody else. They've had coaches, of course, Petrino, other people, Belima. But one thing I liked about Sam Pittman, when he took the job, remember this, he's from Pittsburgh, Kansas, which is not far from Fayetteville. See, Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas, Missouri, they all border them. And I know a lot of people don't think football is taken very serious over the history of the game. When you look at it right now, Texas, Georgia, Florida, California, Ohio, Pennsylvania, they get all these stamps. But don't get it twisted. There's some football-minded people in them states, man. And Sam Pittman, the one thing he said, we're going to always treat every game with a chip on our shoulder. We already know y'all don't respect us. We already know we are underdog. But all I can say is last year this team beat Texas, beat Texas A&M, beat LSU, and beat Penn State in the bowl game. And took Alabama to the wire in the fourth quarter, only lost them by 7 points. It's good to be an Arkansas Razorback. It's good to have expectations. It's good to know that you can walk around with that pig suey, with proudness. So, my final words, thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. When I think about the Razorbacks now, I think about the comments over there at WCCP 104.5. And I think about where we at now as a football program under Sammy Pittman. Remember that group Chic? One of my favorite bands when I was on the yard in Fayetteville from 1978 to 1981. They had a song called We Are Rebels. I've said it several times, so I'm going to go over it again because it's how I'm feeling today being an Arkansas Razorback. We are the Rebels, baby. Rebels are we. We want to be free. My baby, me never less. Rebels are we. The Hogs are free. Ooh, pig, soy, Razorbacks.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Like the video today, please come in and share. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. And thank you, Mr. Logan Landis.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.